Okay, today's daf is Arachin Daf Hey. We left off on Daf Dalit Amid Beis. We are at the fourth wide line at the end of the line Vahaya Erkecha, and we're continuing to explain line by line of the Brice we did yesterday. Today's Shir has three sponsors. First of all, by Mr. David Weinstein, in honor of his father's yard site, Yosef Ben Moshe Shevach, Olav HaShalom. The yard site is 17th day of Sivan, with the Neshama Shtav and Aliyah, and we thank Mr. Weinstein very much for the sponsorship. It's also sponsored by Todd Brody, Lezecher Nishmas, Dr. Baruch Brody, Baruch Alter, Ben Harav Eliezer Ze'ev, the Neshama Shtav and Aliyah, and we thank Todd very much for the sponsorship, and by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children. We thank all three sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding again the fourth wide line on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Vahaya Erkecha. So first we're going to discuss what's the chiddush that a tumtum and androgynous have damim. The Brice had said that there's no erech of a tumtum androgynous because they're neither male nor female, and you need to have very clear genders in order to be included in arachin. But there is still damim. Of course, there's still damim. Why wouldn't there be damim? And that's in general going to lead us to a discussion about being makdish parts of a body, parts of a human body, parts of an animal, and when do we say that it's that the entire thing becomes kadosh? When do we not say the entire thing becomes kadosh? What kind of kedusha does it have? Kedushas mizbeach or kedushas bedekabayis, kedushas aguf, not kedushas aguf. So that's going to be that discussion is going to take us to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is then going to talk about what if you make an erech vow for someone that's less than 30 days old. There is no erech in the Torah for someone that's less than 30 days old. Gemara is going to quote a brisa that brings down a machlokas, whether it means that you absolutely meant nothing by that, or whether it means that you actually intended to give the damim of that person, and that's going to hinge on a shas machlokas of whether adam motzi dvarav levatala or ein adam motzi dvarav levatala. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about if a person commits to give the erech of an Ovid Kochavim. So does that work? What's the status of an Ovid Kochavim Hamarich as well? Or an Ovid Kochavim on either side of the erech equation? We're going to have Machlok from Erev Yehuda, and the Gemara is going to work to explain the basis of each Shita as far as an Ovid Kochavim is concerned. So let's begin. The Gemara explains the Braisa that we saw yesterday, the rest of the brisa. Vahaya erkecha. Pasuk says vahaya erkecha l'rabos tumtum androgynous l'damim, and we darshan that must be teaching us that if you commit dam of a lie on a tumtum androgynous, then you do assess the value of the tumtum androgynous, and you have to pay that to the Beis HaMikdash. So damim lamali kra. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I have to give the damim of a tumtum androgynous? Lo yehayel d'me dikla. Even if it was just a dekel tree, it was a palm tree, and I say I'm going to give its damim to the Beis HaMikdash, I have to give a damim. I mean, you don't need a clear gender to have any value. Ilu amar d'me dikla milo yahiv. If you say d'me dikla, would you not have to give? So certainly tumtum androgynous is not worse than a dekel. That even though it's not a dekel, is obviously not included in arachin, and still you give the damim. So Amarava Lomar Shenidon Bekvoda. Now the pasuk is telling us, you're right, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that there is damim for tumtum androgynous. What the pasuk is telling me is that if a person takes a neder of the value of one of the evarim shekvodam taluibo, what is kvodam? Kvodam means neshmasam taluibo, that they can't live without. You don't just say dam of shel tumtum androgynous. Say to me rosho shel tumtum zeh or shel androgynous zeh. Oh, what's his value without out his head? Zero. He needs his head to live. So that means that you have to give the entire damim of that person. I might have thought that the pasuk makes a hekesh between nedarim and arachin, and just like arachin is nidon bekvodo, so too damim are nidon bekvodo, and therefore kol sheyeshno ba'arachin nidon bekvodo, kol she'eno ba'arachin eino nidon bekvodo. Only those things that are included in parshas arachin have this din of nidon bekvodo, that you'd have to pay the value of the entire person, even if you only committed to its its head. So, but those that are not included in the parsha of Arachin, namely Tumtumah and Drogonus, wouldn't have this din of Nidon Bekvodo. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that even though Tumtumah and Drogonus are not included in Arachin, they are included in the din of Nidon Bekvodo. So Amalei Abayis, Abayis says back to Rava, Udlo Isei Barachin Min Nidon Bekvodo. Wait a second, are you sure that someone who's not included in Arachin would still have a din of Nidon Bekvodo? Vatayni, I'll bring you a brisa. Rosh Eved Zeh Hegdish, if you say the Rosh of this Eved that belongs to me should be Hegdish, who the Hegdish Shutafin Bo, the owner of the Eved, and Hegdish now become partners in the Eved. Meaning, we don't say Nidon Bekvodo, the whole thing becomes Hegdish. We assume that you have now divided your ownership of that Eved together with Hegdish. Rosh Eved Makulach, if you say, I'm selling you Rosh Eved, Mishamnin Beinehem, we make an assessment how much the Eved is worth, and we divide the value of the Eved. Rosh Chamor Zeh Hegdish, you commit to the Rosh of the Chamor to give to Hegdish, Hu veHegdish Shutafin Bo, you and Hegdish have now become Shutafin in this Chamor. Rosh Chamor Macherlach, I'm selling you the Rosh of the Chamor, Mishamnim Beinehem, we do an assessment, we divide the money, the value of that Chamor. Rosh Para Macherlach, I'm selling you the Rosh of this Para, Lo Macher Ela Rosh Shal Para. Then we assume you really only sold the Rosh of the Para, Lo Oda Ela Fil Rosh Para Hegdish, even if you're Makdish Rosh Para, Ein LaHegdish Ela Rosh, the Hegdish only gets the Rosh. V'amar Av Papa, wait a second, how does that fit? We said when it comes to the Eved, when it comes to the Chamor, if you're Makdish it, so now you're Shutafin with Hegdish. If you're Machrulach, so now you divide the value of it with whoever you sold it to. All of a sudden with a Para, for some reason, different animal, everything's different. So why by a Para is it, are we going to take it literally that it's only the Rosh? So Damas Davin Reish Zatura Bebeit Abcha, because if you go to the market place, you'll find the Rosh of a Para is something that people sell on its own in the butcher shop. So certainly if he says, I'm selling you the Rosh of a Para, he probably meant to say, I'm selling you the Rosh of a Para. But you cannot go to the butcher shop and find the Rosh of an Eved. You're not going to find that anywhere, that they're selling the Rosh of an Eved, or even the Rosh of a Chamar. It's not the Derech to sell that way. Certainly not on the public market, one would imagine. And therefore, clearly when he wanted to be Mocher Makdish, he wanted to be Mocher Makdish, half of it that he just said, but bottom line is, v'chamar u'para lasnu barachin. But wait a second, neither chamar nor para are included in parshas arachin. And you see over here, ve'ein nidon bekvodo, that when you say the Rosh, there is no issue of nidon bekvodo. The whole issue is, do you become shutafin, or do you take it literally that it's only the Rosh? But no one says, oh, it can't live without its Rosh, and therefore must mean the whole thing. So the Braisa had said, v'haya erkecha cannot be teaching me a din, that anything that's not in Parshas Arachin would still be Nidon Bekvodo, because here you have a Para, Chamor, an Eved, not be Parshas Arachin, and yet still not Nidon Bekvodo, says Maral Tameich. Well, Lishi Tascha, that someone who's included in Arachin is Nidon Bekvodo, and someone who's not included in Arachin is not Nidon Bekvodo, well then, Tikshilach Eved. Well, then I have a question about Eved. The Isei Barachin, the Eved, is included in Arachin, ve'in Nidon Bekvodo, and yet we still see that there's no din of Nidon Bekvodo, because we said that if you're a Makdish, the head of an Eved, so you become Shutfin with Hagdish on the head of the Eved. We don't say Nidon Bekvodo. Ella, what you have to say is Lo Kasha. Habakachi Mizbeach, Habakachi Vedekabais. It all depends on how you're a Makdish. When the Braisa says that an Eved, a Chamor, and a Para are not Nidon Bekvodo, that's when you're Makdish the Rosh of the Eved L'dmei Ola, for Kachay Mizbeach, or the Rosh of the Chamor L'dmei Ola. So then we don't say the Din of Nidon Bekvodo. But when we explain the Braisa that even someone who's not included in Arachim, like a Tumtum Androgynous, is Nidon Bekvodo, that was talking about Kachay Bedek Abayis. You said, D'mei Rosh Shal Tumtum or Androgynous Zeh L'Bedek Abayis. The Pasuk says, Nafshos, we learn from there that someone who's marich in Eivir Shanashamat Libo has to give the entire value of the of that which he's being marich. So that's by Arachin, which goes to Bedek Abayis, and therefore the din that Nidarim are Nidon Bekvodo is only by Nidre Bedek Abayis, because we're learning it from the Parsha of Arachin, and Arachin goes to Bedek, that's where the money goes by Arachin, goes to Bedek Abayis. So Abayis has a problem with Rabbi's Teretz. B'mayu kimta. So what are you saying? This brisa that spoke about Rosh Eved Zeh and Rosh Chamor Zeh and Rosh Par Zeh, Bekachim is Be'ach. Some Bekachim is Be'ach, Ema Seifa, but then the Seifa that brisa goes on to say, V'lo od, Ela Afilu Amar Rosh Par Zeh Hegdish, Ein Lehegdish Ala Rosha. That if you say that the Rosh of this part is Hegdish, Hegdish only gets the Rosh. Now, if we're talking about Kachim is Be'ach, Amai, why would the din be that Hegdish only gets the Rosh? Tifshot Kedusha, Bekula, Kachim is Be'ach should be poshet, should extend and spread throughout the entire para, because the para is in fact Ro'i LaHakrava, and we do find such a concept that when you're Makdish part of something, the Mizbeach, that can actually go on the Mizbeach, then the rest of it becomes Kadosh LaMizbeach as well. Milotani, after all, you have a brisa. Homer, Ragla Shalzu, Ola. If a person says that the regel of this behema should be a carbon Ola, so Yachal Tehekula Ola. I might think that the entire behema should be an Ola. Talmud, that's what the pasuk says. Kol Asher Yitei Mimenu LaHashem Yiyah Kodesh. So we dash from there. Mimenu Kodesh V'lo Kula Kodesh. That from it should be Kodesh, but not the entire thing. That's if you're Makdish, it's regel, that the entire animal will not automatically become Kodesh. So Yachal Teitzei L'Chulin, you might think that the regel should go to Chulin by being Kodeh it. Talmud Lomar Yihyeh Bav Yasa Tehei. So that's what we dash from Yihyeh, that no, it remains Kodesh, and you should not be Kodeh that Kedusha. So HaKetzad, so what do you do with it? Timachar l'tzarchei olos. You sell the behema for the people who need karbanos olah. V'dameha chulin chutz midmei osei v'shava. And the value that you get for it, the money that you get for that animal, is almost entirely chulin, except for the money that would correspond to the value of its leg. That would be kadosh and remain kadosh. Divra meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon omrim. But a group of three tanaim disagree. Minayin la'omer ragla shalzo olah. How do I know that if you say the regel of this behemah is a karbonola, shekula ola, that the halacha is that pashta kedusha bekula, that the entire thing becomes a karbonola? Tamul omar kol asher yitei mimenu LaHashem yiyah kodesh. So the word yiyah is extra, l'rabul says kula, that even if you're only makdish a chelek of it, all of it is going to become kadosh. V'afilu l'man yamar, and even according to our mayor, that ain kula ola, that who said that the entire thing does not become an ola. Yeah, hani mili doctor stav hashem v'shamash tliyabo. That's because it was talking about where you're makdish a regel. An animal could live without a regel. Avol dav hashem v'shamash tliyabo, kacho kula. Even Rabbi Meir would say that if you're makdish the rosh, the whole thing is going to become kadosh. So how can Rava say that the brisa that talks about rosh parnazu hegdish, that hegdish only gets the rosh, by that it's some, how could Rabbi say that's some Bakachim is Beach? Bakachim is Beach, we don't say that. Bakachim is Beach, even a mayor, all four tanaim that we quoted would hold Bakachim is Beach, that if you're Makdish, the an Avish and Shom Tzuyubo of Kachim is Beach, the entire thing becomes Kadosh. So, lo kasha. So, says Gemara, Rabbi answers, that's not a kasha. Habakdush Saguf, Habakdush Damin. The brisa that says Pashta Kedusha Bakula is talking about where you Makdish it with Kedush Saguf. You say that the Rosh of this behemoth will be an Ola, but the brisa that I explained, that when you Makdish Rosh Para, that Hegdish only gets its Rosh, yeah, it's Kedushas Mizbech, but it's Bekedushas Damim Limizbech. You said Rosh Para Zu, Olai l'dmei Ola. Not that the Rosh should actually be an Ola, but it should, its value should go toward paying for a carbon Ola. And that's where the Brisa is saying that you're only chayiv for the Rosh and not for anything more than that. So Abaye challenges Rava, v'hamar hu da'amar. Wait a second, you yourself are the one that says in Maseches Temura, Makdish Zachar L'damav Kadosh Kedush Saguf. Someone who's Makdish an Ayil L'damav has Kedush Saguf because it's Ra'u L'akrava, because Krav Kedush. So since Kedushas Damim is Chal, that is Chal on it, Kedush Saguf is also Chal, and therefore even if you're Makdish Rosh Para L'dmei Ola, we should say that it's Ra'u L'akrava, and since Kedushas Damim is Chal, it automatically has Kedush Saguf as well. So you're being so sir yourself. You're telling me right now that when you're only saying something has Kedushas Damim and the Rosh of the Paras Kedushas Damim, so then only the Rosh is Kadosh. No, but you're the one that says that when you have something that itself could be brought on the Mizbeach, even if your makdish is kedushas damim l'mizbeach, it automatically turns into kedushas guf l'mizbeach. You're the one that said it from maru damar. So Tosu points out that that's an unusual lashon for Abaye to use in this context. That Tosu says you have to be goris over here, rabba instead of rava, because Abaye would not have shown rava that level of respect of calling him mar. Mar implies that the person is his rebbe. So Abaye would refer to rabba in that way. It's unlikely that he would refer to rava in that way. So the Beis Yosef in the Kolei HaGemara in Siman Tav Shin Chav Dal quotes Tosos of here, and he says, I don't understand why Tosos say that, because we do find that the word mar is used even just to describe a stam person. The Mice of Rabbi Lazar of Rabbi Shimon and Bamitziyadav Pei Dalid, that if there was a din between two people that came to his house after his patira and they were omer al Pesach, Omar Mar Milsei, Umar Milsei. So it just says Mar. It's just describing people in general. So you find that all the time. So the Chida writes to be Miyashiv that Kasha, that no, Tosos holds that over there are some people that we don't know who they are. Mar is a term that's used to describe anonymous people, to say. What?
Emesai Kasi Mar.
That's not talking about an anonymous.
Oh, we know this.
Yeah, so but when it's used about a specific person, then it's got to be a person of a higher stature, right? So that's how the Chida suggests. Other Achronim just disagree, say that they disagree with Tosos, that it doesn't seem that the word Mar only means someone who's of a higher stature. But Tosos is willing to change the gears over here, that it's not Rava, it's Rabba, because Mar would have to be Rabba. So it says Gemara, Rava answers, let's assume Rava, Lo Kasha. Hada Aktish Kula, Hada Aktish Chad Ever. When I say that if your Maktish is Zachar L'damav, that the entire thing has Kedush Saguf, that's when you're Maktish the entire Behema. So yeah, since you gave Kedushas Damim to the entire Behema, and this Behema could be brought on the Mizbeach, so we're going to elevate it to Kedush Saguf, and it's going to have to be brought on the Mizbeach. But when you're only Maktish in a single Ever of the animal, with only Kedushas Damim, we don't just flip it into Kedushas Haguf. So Abaye asks further, Chad Ever, that even in the case where you maktish chad ever, we had a suffix what the din is, whether the entire thing has kedushas haguf or not. Where do we find such a suffix? The bayi rabba, because rabba raised the shayla maseches tmura hiktish ever l'dom of mahu, is when you're maktish an ever l'dom of, what's the din? Is the kedush, is the entire behema kadosh b'kedushas haguf or not? If you say that since there's kedushas dom that's chal on the ever, kedushas haguf is chal as well. And since Kedush Saguf is Chal on that Ever, Kedush Saguf would therefore extend to the whole animal, or maybe not. Maybe we don't say Mitoch twice, meaning this is requiring a double leap. Leap number one is I only gave a kedushas damim to that aver, so we're gonna make a jump that's gonna turn into kedushas saguf. Okay, leap number two, if that aver has kedushas saguf, then pashta kedusha bakula, then the entire animal has kedushas saguf. So we raise such a shaila. So Rava says, so why do you think it's so obvious that we do not say such a thing? So says Rava, no, ki ibayilan betam. We raise such a shaila by an idol that's a tam, it's not a balmum. So there you could say pashta kedushas saguf bakula, because it's at least ratoi for hakrava, but hacha bebal mum. Over here, we're not talking about a tam. We're talking about an animal that's a bal mum that's not ratoi for the mizbeach anyway. So it's not ratoi to become kedush saguf dumya de chamar, because we're comparing it to a chamar. A chamar is not ratoi for kedush saguf, and therefore the para that we're talking about in the same brisa as the chamar in some way must be similar to a chamar, namely that it can't be brought on the Mizbeach. Balmum nami yibuyu vayulan. But wait a second, even by a balmum we raise such a suffix. The bay rabba demei roshi legabe mizbeach. A person takes a neder to bring a karban with the value of his own head. Mahu. So what's the din? Do we say nidon bekvodo and he brings the value of his entire body? Or do we say ain nidon bekvodo and he brings only the value of his head as a karban? Now, the head of a person is certainly not ra'ui limizbeach, and it's the it's like a para that's a balas mum in that sense that it's not ra'ui lamizbeach. So why is there a suffix whether nidan b'kvodo? So says Mar ki ibayilan. Now when do we raise that suffix? Mikamidashma lahamasnisa. That's before we knew this brisa. Hasha teshama hamasnisa lami bayilan. Now that we know this brisa that a bal mum the kedusha is not poshe pekulo, so we no longer have a suffix about a person who says d'mei roshi l'gabim mizbeach. If a person says d'mei roshi l'gabim mizbeach, the value of my head is going to go to the mizbeach. It's eino nidon b'kvodo, right? We do not assume that it's pashta b'kulo because he's like a para that's a balmum. So now the Gemara goes back to explain the suffix that Rabba had. Gufa, what was Rabba's suffix? Boy, Rabba, d'mei roshi l'gabim mizbeach mahu. What's the halach if a person says I'm going to give the value of my head to the mizbeach? Nidon b'kvodo, oh eino nidon b'kvodo. Does he have to bring the value of his entire body as a karban or not? He only has to bring Dime Rosho. And the studim of the Safik are as follows. Lo ashkechan bedamim de eino nidon b'kvodo. Do we say that we don't find anywhere that a neder of damim is not nidon b'kvodo? Odom lo ashkechan l'gabim mizbeach, the nidon b'kvodo. Or maybe it's not nidon b'kvodo because we don't find any case, something that's mekudosh l'gabim mizbeach, that it's nidon b'kvodo. Take with the Gemara leaves that unresolved. By Rava, another suffix. Erkei olai l'gam mizbeach. A person agrees to bring a karban at the value of his erech. So mahu, what's the din? Nidon behesag yad, o ein nidon behesag yad. So the Gemara is going to explain the suffix. Lo ashken barachin de nidon behesag yad, o dilma lo ashken gabi mizbeach, de mifrik ela b'shavyo. Do we say that we don't find by arachin a case that's not nidon behesag yad, or do we say that it's not nidon behesag yad because we don't find by a mekudosh l'gabi mizbeach that it's going to be nifta for anything but its actual value? So and we don't find this din of hesag yad. So the Gemara says, take who the Gemara leaves that issue unresolved as well. By Ravashi, hikdish te'achuzah l'gabi mizbeach. What if you're makdish te'achuzah to bring the value of that te'achuzah to the on the mizbeach? So mahu, what's the din? What value are we poda it for? Mi amrina, do we say that you poda it at the erech that the Torah assesses for the pidyon of stei achuza? Because lo ashkan stei achuza demifrika ela bezerach hamar sarum chamishim shekel kesef. Because the Torah has an assigned value for a pidyon of a stei achuza, and therefore the only way you can ever be poda stei achuza is by following the Torah's assigned value. Or do we say no? Whenever it comes to kedushas mizbeach, whenever you poda anything that relates to kedushas mizbeach, it's always at its actual value, not at some assigned value of the Torah. I mean, normally when we talk about steachuz, it doesn't call them mizbeach. So yeah, you follow the Torah's assigned value, but over here it's unusual. You're being poda steachuz, but it's going lemizbeach. So which rules do you follow? The rules of poda steachuz or the rules of mizbeach? So take with the Gemara. Leaves that unresolved as well. Okay, so now we move back into unusual cases of arachin. Let's say you decide, says the Mishnah, new Mishnah, pachos mi ben chodesh, nidar avlo nerach. If a person says on pachos mi ben chodesh, dama valai, good. So he'll have to pay the damim. He'll have to pay the value of the pachos mi ben chodesh. But he is not nerach. If he says erkei olai, then he's not going to be chayiv in any arachin because the Torah didn't give an erech for a pachos mi ben chodesh. He doesn't have an assigned value. We learned yesterday about someone who's erech stam, that someone who says I'm just giving an erech, but he doesn't say who he's being ma'arich, so he's chayiv kipachos sheba arachin. But over here, when he is ma'arich a specific person, and it happens to be that that person doesn't have an erech, so it could be that he's not chayiv anything. And we don't assume that he's chayiv kipachos sheba arachin, because even though we were mischadish this din of erech stam, that you don't have to be mefarish who the ne'arach is, when you are mefarish who the ne'arach is, that's much worse, meaning that has to have an erech. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa records a machlokas about this. Hamarich pachos ben chodesh. Person says, I'm going to give the erech of someone who's a 2-week-old baby. Remeir Omer, no sin damav. Rameir says you don't give the erech because there is no erech, but you give the damav. However much you could sell that baby for in the shuk. V'cham omrim lo amar klum. V'cham said, no, it's nonsense. You don't give anything. There is no erech. You are speaking nonsense. It's gibberish. So b'may kamifli, what's the machlokas? Rameir savra eino demosi dvar levatala, that a person doesn't speak nonsense. If he's saying something, despite all of the evidence to the contrary, that people don't speak nonsense. That if the person is saying something, then it must be meaningful in some way. Yodeh shein arach l'pachas min chodesh. Person knows that there's no erech pachas min chodesh for someone less than 30 days old. And therefore, gam avarim l'shem damim must be that he intends to give it l'shem damim. V'rabbanan savri adam otzi dvar l'vatala. That people sometimes say things that don't mean anything. So he's just speaking absolute gibberish, and therefore nothing comes of it. So kemanas, so now the Gemara is going to bring a memra that's going to be tali in this machlokas, or we think will be tali in this machlokas. Which of the Tanaim is being followed by Rav Gidol Amarav in the following case? Ha'omer erech kli alai no sin damav. The person commits to give the erech of a kli. Now, kelim don't have arachin in the Torah, so what does he do? He gives the damim of the kli, because in arachin it's always nefashos, it's always nafshos, it's never kelim, right? So the Gemara says, kirei meir, that seems to be going like shitas Rav Meir, that ain't of the mosi dvar of the Vatala, and therefore, when he was marich hakatan pachim ben chodesh, he must have meant damim, and the same is true by a kli. So says Gemara, pshita dekrav meir asya. It's pashut that it's going like shitas Rav Meir. Well, what's the suffix? So the Gemara says, no. I would have thought ma'u detema afilu krabanan. I would have thought that maybe this is following even the shita of the rabbanan, and even the rabbanan would hold Eina the Mosi Dvar Vatala, and he has Kavanah L'Shem Damim over here, because Hasam who Detayivis Savar Kiyechidika Rachel Ben Chodesh, Yikidami L'Pachs Ben Chodesh. See, when it comes to the case in our Mishnah, where a person committed to the Erech of a baby who's less than 30 days old, it's possible that he was just mistaken, because he knows that people have Arachin, and he knows that it all depends on age, so he thought that a 30-day-old baby has an Erech, so a 29-day-old baby has an Erech as well, and therefore that's not being motzi dvar levatala. He wasn't miskaven l'shem damim. Aval hacha deleka l'miti. But over here, where there's no mistake, that no one would make a mistake and think that a kli has an erech. Vade adam yodea she'in erech l'kli v'gamar v'amar l'shem damim. He must have meant something over here. Meaning, when do we say that adam motzi dvar levatala and it meant nothing? That's when we think that he was mistaken and he was really trying to say that there's an erech for a 30-day-old, it just happens to not be true, and therefore there is no erech. But when it comes to something that he could not have been mistaken about, he must have realized that there's no erech for a kli, so then maybe he's chayiv in the demeya kli, because a person is not mostly dvar v'vatala when he knows that that there's no mashma'us l'dvar. Meaning, even the chamus say a person is mostly dvar v'vatala, that's only by accident. But if a person wouldn't purposely say something that has absolutely no meaning at all. So says kamash l'an, that's why the Gemara has to tell me that's not true. The Chum hold that a person is mostly Dvar V'Vatala on purpose as well. Not only when there's a room for a mistake, even when there's no room for a mistake at all, a person would be mostly Dvar V'Vatala. The Nezer HaKodesh raises the following question. If a person is likely to make a mistake and hold that there's an Erech for a Pachas Ben Chodesh, so what's the Svar of Rameir who's Mechayev B'damim? Since his Kavanah was for the Erech, you can't say his kavanah was for the damim midin yad or anything like that, like a yad the neder. So he says our mayor holds that since his kavanah was lehegdish, so we have to explain his kavanah in whatever way it would work for hegdish. So since there is no erech, even though it's true, the person, I mean, they're not arguing the metzius of whether in within the savamina that the chum hold that when it comes to pachas ben chodesh, that it's because a person would make a mistake, and it's not because he's doing this on purpose. No, that he made a mistake. The Rameir and the Chum agree that he would make a mistake, and that they both they both think he intends to actually give the erech of a paksimir chodesh. It's just the way Rameir would determine the halacha in such a case is primarily what he wants to do is give some monetary amount associated with this human being to Hegdish, in whichever way will work. So it doesn't work with Arachin, and therefore we'll transfer it over to Damim. And that's what you have to give. Whereas the Chum would say, no, it doesn't work at all. And since it doesn't work to give an Erech, so then and the person made a mistake, so then it's Dvarim Levatala, and that's all. So says Mar Ulur Meir, according to Meir, that a person is not mostly Dvarim Levatala, that's why you say Erech Kli Alai, you give the Dmeya Kli, Lema Yisrich. Why does Rav have to say this? It's a Lechara, Devar Pasha. I mean, this is just another application of the idea of Eino Demotzi Dvarav Levatala. Says Gemara, Ma'u Detema, Taimed Rav Meir Hasam, I might have thought that the reason for Meir by the Katan is the Gazar Paksimir Chodesh Atu Ben Chodesh, that he makes a Gezera to be Mechayiv someone who commits an Erech of a less than 1 month old baby to a 1 month old baby, that we don't want to get the guy to get off scot free. That if we're going to say that he's going to be totally potter when he's marich pachs ben chodesh, it could be that when he's marich ben chodesh, he's going to think he's potter as well. So aval hacha to lek al migzer, but when it comes to a kli where there's no room to make a gzera because there's no similar chiyuv by a kli emalo, so I would think that Rabbi Meir would hold that he doesn't have to give anything. So kamash malan time of the Rabbi Meir day not the most involved vatala loshnacha loshnahacha. Now that's why it comes to tell me that Rabbi Meir's svara is not some sort of gzera. Rabbi Meir holds this honest to goodness. This is his real svara that ain't not the most involved vatala. He must have meant something, and therefore he must have meant that you give the damim. So that's the reason why we have to mention this application of Shitas Rav Meir, just to clarify what the reason of Rav Meir is, what the svara of Rav Meir is. Another memra of Rav that might be tali in this machlokas. Keman azlah adam Rav bar Yosef amrav amri la amrav Yeva bar Yosef amrav hamaktish behemas chaveiro no sein dameha. If a person is maktish his friend's behema, he gives its damim to Hektish, because a person knows that he can't be maktish a davar sheino shalo. Right, you can't go and be maktish other people's property, other people's money. So clearly he meant to be chayiv in the damim of that behema. So keman kremeir, that seems to be going like kremeir, that you're saying something that's absolute nonsense. No, it can't be. It must be that you meant something else and that we're misunderstanding you. So you're not actually being maktish my behema, you're being maktish the value of my behema. Says Mara Ha'amar Rav Chada Zimna, but didn't Rav already tell us this din once? Tam Rav Gidal Amar Rav Ha'omer Erech Kli Alai, because we just learned on Amar Aleph that if a person says that the Erech of, I'm committing to the Erech of a Kli, no Sein Damav, and over there also it's because everyone knows that there's no Erech to a Kli, so obviously what you're really committing to do is to give the Damim of a Kli. So why does Rav have to say that again, that if you're Maktish someone else's animal, that Einad Demotzi Dvar Vatal, and you must mean to give the damim of that animal, the value of that animal, to the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara answers, if Rav only would have said this legabe a kli, ma'u detei mahasam hu diodea she'ein erech l'kli v'gamar l'shem damim. Yeah, maybe over there by a kli, everybody knows that a kli has no erech, and therefore it's obvious that you're only giving it l'shem damim. Aval behema debas mikdashi, but a behema is ra'ui to become hegdish, ikal meimer da'achi kamar. One might have thought that he meant to say the following, I amina lo lamara mazmin laneli, if I ask the owner of this animal and he sells it to me, meaning if I convince him to sell it to me, tiktosh lamehat mehashta va'akriva, then it should be kadosh already from now and I'll be makrivit, because he thinks that you're able to be maktish the animal even though you don't yet own it, because you have plans on owning it, you have designs on purchasing this animal. Avol dami lo ka'amar, but he never meant to commit the damim of that animal. He meant to commit that animal itself. So the kedusha is obviously not going to be chal on the guf of the animal, because he can't be makdush dover sheino shalo. But even the damim, it shouldn't be chal, because he never meant the damim. So kamash milan, that's why Rav has to tell me that no, even in this case, we assume that he did not make a mistake. He knew that he's not able to be makdush that behema as is, and therefore clearly he only meant to commit to pay the damim. Amar Ravashi, v'huda amar alai. This din that Rav said is only if the makdush said that this guy's animal is a lie to be makriv. That's where we could say that he didn't intend to makriv the animal itself, just to be mechayiv in the damim of the animal, and that's what he has to pay. Aval amar hare zo lo. But if he says hare zo, he says that this itself should become kadosh. Then for sure he's not chayiv anything. It was lo amar klum because he was not mekabel the damim of the animal. He clearly wanted to be makdash the animal itself. Right? This is the one place in Shas where you have the one topic in Shas where you have an actual gavra and cheftza. Right? The din of hare alai versus hare zo. Hare zo is it's on the cheftza. It's this hare alai is the gavra. So the Briskers expanded it slightly to other areas, but it's only one place where you actually find gavra and chefza. So that's the difference. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ovid chavim ramei romer nerach avalom marich. If you have a non-Jew, if the Jew says about the non-Jew that the erech of this guy is a lie, so he has to pay the value of the guy based on his gender and his age, meaning he does have an erech avalom marich. But other people cannot be, the guy cannot be marich other people. He cannot be the one that takes the erech vow. So if he says erech alai or erech ploni alai, it's worthless. Rabbi Yehuda omer marich avalon erech. Just the opposite. That the guy could be marich if he takes upon himself to pay the erech of the Yisrael, then he has to pay it. Avalon erech. But he himself has no erech. But both Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda agree that a guy can say Dmei Ploni Alai, or a Jew can say Dmei Goizu Alai, right? That certainly he's included in Damim, he's just not included in one area of Arachin or the other. Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, which area? So Tan Rabban, the Brice is going to explain each Shita. The Bnei Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Dabrel Bnei Yisrael, Vamata Namish Kiafli. So we darshin, Ma'arichin, Bnei Yisrael, Ma'arichin, Vein of the Chav Ma'arichin. That only Bnei Yisrael could be Ma'arich, of the Chav cannot be Ma'arich. Yachal lo Yehu Ne'erachin. I might think that Goyim can also not be Ne'erach. Tamalomer, that's what the Pasuk says, Ish. It says Ish Kiafli, to tell me that any Ish is in Parshas Ne'erachin, even to be Ne'erach. Divra Meir. Amr Meir. So Rameir explains, once I have one riboy in the pasuk and one miut in the pasuk, what leads me to the conclusion that a guy could be nerach but cannot be marach? Why don't I say the opposite, that he could be marach and not nerach? Because we find that the Torah is more inclusive in the Ne'erachim than we are of the Ma'arichim. How so? Because a Cherishot V'Katan have an Erech value, so someone could be Ma'arich about them, but they cannot commit an Erech value because they don't have Das. So it's Mistaver that if we're going to expand one of these categories, we're going to expand the category of the Ne'erachin and not the category of the Ma'arichin. Rabbi Yehuda says, I say the opposite. Bnei Yisrael Ne'erachin, Vein of the Chav Ne'erachin, Yachal lo Yehu Ma'arichin, Tamalomer Ish. Also, he deals with this tension that on the one hand we have Bnei Yisrael, which is more limiting, on the other hand we have Ish, which is a more expansive term. Rabbi Yehuda, V'chimeachash, Mikrechon Marbe, Mikrechon Mimayit, Mipnei Ma'ani Yomer, Ovid Chav Ma'arich, V'lo Ne'erach. Why do I say that an Ovid Chav can be Ma'arich, but cannot be Ne'erach? Why not the opposite? Rabbi says, no, we find that the category of those who are ma'arich is a broader category than those who are nerach. How so? Shaitumtum androgynous ma'arichin, avalo nerachin. A tumtum androgynous can be ma'arich, but they are not nerach. That we also learned in the Mishnah. So it's most mustaver that if we're going to expand one category, it's going to be the category that's already larger, the category of the Ma'arichin, not the category of the Ne'arachin. So Rava brings a raya from a pasuk to Rav Meir. Amar Rava Hilchse Dra Meir Mustavra. The halach that Rav Meir says that a guy cannot be Ma'arich is most mustaver. Because time may lo mustavra. But the reason that he gave to prove that he's correct from Cherushot V'Katan, that's not Mistaver. Taimed Rabbi Yehuda Mistavra, Hilchse Lo Mistavra. The logic that Rabbi Yehuda gave, that since the Tumtum Vandroginus can be Ma'arich, so it must be that it's more logical logical to expand the category of Marach. That's very mistaver, but what he actually says, La Halacha, is not mistaver. Hilch says, Rameir mistaver. Why is it that the Halacha that Rameir says is more mistaver d'chsiv? Because the Pasuk says that when the Pasuk says in Sefer Ezra, when the Rasha Yehuda who returned from Bavel said to the Goyim that wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash with them, Lo lechem v'lanu livnos Beis Elokeinu, that it's not for us, for you and us to build Beis Elokeinu, it's for us alone to build the Beis HaMikdash. Sounds like the Goyim cannot be makdish to Bedek Abayis, and that's why they don't have the ability to be Marich, because Arachim go to Bedek Abayis. So that makes a lot of sense. That would be a good source, a good Marich Makom, that a guy should not be able to commit Arachim because he can't pay for Bedek Abayis. But Tamei lo mistavra, but the logic that he gives based on the pasuk that he quotes is not mistavra. The Kamaisne Mecherishot V'Katan, he tries to prove from Mecherishot V'Katan that the Rameir brought a raya from Mecherishot V'Katan, Shiny Mecherishot V'Katan, Talav B'nei Deyad. You can't bring a raya that the category of ma'arichin is a smaller category because chereshot v'katan can't be ma'arich. It's a totally separate halacha. They can't do anything. They don't have das. But it's not that they're fundamentally excluded from the category. Time to review the mistaver to come isolating tum to androgynous. The time of review does makes much more sense because he's talking about b'nei das. He talks about tum to androgynous. So you see that the category of ma'arichin is broader. The alfagav to b'nei dea ninhu miatinu rachmana. That even though they are b'nei dea and therefore they should have been included among those who can be ne'erach, the pasuk excludes them from being ne'erach and only allows them to be ma'arich. But he'll say lo mistavra. But what he concludes, the halacha isn't correct because of this pasuk in Sefer Ezra. Dichsiv lo lachem v'lanu livnos bayis lelokenu. That it's not lachem v'lanu; it's for us alone to build the bayis lelokenu. Okay, so then the Gemara is going to discuss what Rabbi Yehuda does with that pasuk of lo lachem v'lanu b'Hashem. We'll get to that tomorrow.